this year, I am proud, and I think the government itself will also be proud, that achievement has been circulated everywhere. As far as the Wasi results are concerned, that is not good. It's false. And I have data here to support the argument. Any person who wants to challenge the figures can go to WAEC, that is West African Examinations Council, and cross-check. We need to applaud our teachers. They have done a lot. We need to congratulate our school management, that is the headmasters, and at the same time, parents who have invested a lot in the education of their children, bringing the results to this level. In 2015, social studies, 51.27% of the students who were presented passed. And in 2016, the number increased to 54.93%. English, in 2005, 49.83% of the students presented passed. And this year, 53.19% passed. Mathematics, 23.9% in 2015 of the total candidates presented passed, and the number increased to 32.83%. Science, the performance out of the total number of candidates who sat the exams in 2015 was 23.2%. And this has shot up to 48.48%. We must stop creating the impression that the Ghanaian child is not capable of studying. They are capable. The curriculum that we use in producing Kofi Annan and the Buziers is the same curriculum we are still using. Let's trust in the system. And wherever there are shortfalls, let's come together, because education is a collective responsibility, and help improve the system and not try to politicize issues. It is very unfortunate that some people are believing that this year the performance of the students was not good. But I beg to differ.